This is The End of Privacy, Especially for You, written by Owen Blackwood and read for you by Adam Stone. The End of Privacy, Especially for You. Right now, as you read these words, there are companies that know more about you than your closest friends do, more than your family does, possibly more than you know about yourself. They know where you were last Tuesday at 3:47 in the afternoon. They know how long you lingered outside that store you did not enter. They know that you searched for a symptom at 2 a.m. and then deleted your browser history, not realizing that the deletion happened only on your device while copies proliferated across servers you will never see. They know your political leanings not because you told them, but because your reading patterns and social connections and purchasing decisions reveal them with algorithmic certainty. They know when you are fertile, when you are stressed, when you are vulnerable to certain kinds of advertisements. They know the names of the people you talk to most and the ones you avoid. They have constructed a model of you so detailed that they can predict what you will do tomorrow with unsettling accuracy, and they sell access to this model to anyone willing to pay. Privacy died while you were agreeing to terms of service. The funeral happened without announcement, and you were not invited to attend. This is not paranoia. This is the documented reality of life in the 21st century, a reality that most people have absorbed without ever confronting directly. You carry a tracking device in your pocket that logs your location every few minutes and transmits it to multiple parties. You type your thoughts into machines that analyze them before they reach their intended recipients. You walk past cameras that record your face and feed it to databases that link your image to your identity, your movements, your associations. Every website you visit drops trackers that follow you across the internet, building profiles that connect your browsing to your real-world purchases, your income level, your health conditions, your relationship status. The infrastructure of total surveillance has been built around you while you were distracted by the convenience it provided, and now you live inside it without exits, without alternatives, without the ability to opt out of a system that knows you better than you know yourself. The scale of this exposure is difficult to comprehend because it operates invisibly. Data broker companies you have never heard of maintain files on you that include thousands of data points. Your name and address and phone number, obviously, but also your estimated income, your credit score, whether you have children, what magazines you subscribe to, what medications you take, how often you gamble, whether you have been divorced, what your religious affiliation is, how much equity you have in your home, what your daily commute looks like. Companies like Axiom and Experian and Oracle Data.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?